And just because we're having a little technical difficulty here getting ready for the show is why you hear all the stuff going on. But I will be doing the show tonight. My dad has just taken a night off. 1-800-866-8883. That's the number. Oh, boy. What a mess we're in. What a mess. And, you know, I look at life and I truly wonder how it is that people function, just in a general sense. I wonder, you know, when you're born, it almost seems as if you have two potentials. One, you come into the world and you do all the wrong things for whatever reason, and your life sort of just goes down this slippery slope. And then the other one, the other side of the equation, is you come into the world and you sort of have a proclivity toward doing the right things. And I know the Bible says you're first of flesh and then second of spirit. So I guess there's some experimentation that goes on. No matter how you look at it, you can't know some things until you find out with what I call the hard way. And everybody knows that. I mean, you've had those experiences. You have the hard way, and you say, "God, I wish I would have listened to myself." And then that goes back to the question: are you born with a self that has the inclination to go a right direction, to do the right thing? Or is it more nurture than nature? So I wonder because I see people that are so lost. I guess that's the word. They're lost. And if you try to tell them, hey, I can help you find your way, I can help you find the direction you need to go, I can help you find whatever it is that you're looking for. And then they say, I don't need your help. I don't want your help. And they don't really want help from anybody because they want to persist in the state that they're in. And then you look at the divide, the ideological divide in America, and it almost seems like there's two Americas, two absolutely, completely different Americas existing at the same time. And it mystifies me. It mystifies me. Because I know that there's been a time in my life where I was, like when I was a kid, I was pretty selfish, but I always knew when I was or wasn't doing the right thing. I always knew when I was doing something that wasn't right, I knew it wasn't right. And so I guess I was blessed, which means in one sense, the word blessed means carefree. But I wonder if you're a person who has a sense that you are going the wrong way, but there's something inside you that has to be able to recognize that. Something inside you has to be able to see that you're going the wrong way, and that is what you have to be listening to. Not the thing that's not the part of you, the side of your personality, whatever you want to call it, that's telling you to go down the wrong path. You have to listen to that side of you that tells you to go down the right path. And I think that's the hardest part of life. Because, you know, I mean, everybody has their own belief about what's right and wrong, which is, to me, in a way, that belief is kind of universal. And in a way, it's very individual. So we'll talk about that tonight. Right or wrong, nurture or nature, and why? I'm David Masters, and this is Advice Line. I'll be right back. Yes, and you're listening to Advice Line. I'm David Masters. Dad taking a night off tonight. 1-800-866-8883 if you'd like to call in. Lines are open. Today has been a very strange day for a lot of reasons. And I think that I was talking, maybe you're just joining the program. I do get to talk for 5 minutes before the show starts on the national level. And I was saying, I feel like there's two Americas living together in one country. And I know that's not such a phenomenal idea. But what's phenomenal about it is why we have two different, completely different belief systems at work in one place. And the question then comes, and I always wonder about this. Like, is a person that ends up being a complete miserable loser, is that their lot in life? Or for those people that just keep going down the wrong road, I mean, every night you hear about those people on the news. You hear about people killing other people, stealing from other people, terrible, horrible terrorism, lying people who lie and they don't have any consequences. You hear these things and how does it affect you? If you've been affected by things that have been happening in the news today, we can talk about it. I can't really tell you that much about it, although I think it's pretty self-evident that we live in a world where basically there's no measure of justice. In other words, you know, there's a statue outside the Supreme Court, if I'm not mistaken, of a woman holding the scales of justice with a blindfold on. But justice is supposed to be blind in terms of, you know, it's only supposed to deal with the truth. But what if the truth is removed from the equation and there's a group of people who operates outside the truth? Do you know somebody like that? I do. I know people like that. And they're scary and they're dangerous. They don't scare me, but they are scary because they're kind of reminds me of the movie Invasion of the Body Snatchers. Like they have the face of a person that you might recognize, but their operating system is whacked out. You know what I'm saying? The operating system, whoever they are, whatever they do, the things that they think, the behaviors that they exhibit, the lies, the stealing, the drugs, the everything. And you may be the entirely opposite person who looks at that and says, "How can that person be that way? Why don't they ever get a consequence?" And the truth is, and the answer is that there are consequences. There's consequences for everything. And just because you don't see consequences happening doesn't mean that people are getting away with things, because they're not. Because let's just take an example right now of a problem with diabetes. Diabetes, the biggest health problem we're facing now. And in the future. And so we have countries in the world who people don't have enough to eat, and they're starving to death. And in our country, we have so much to eat, and we're stuffing our faces, and it's killing us. And it goes to this question is, how is it that a person can look at themselves and see that they're dying and swelling and having all these terrible side effects, and not have a higher self to say, put that down. Don't eat the donut. No more cake for you. You know, go to a raw diet and bring your weight down and get your blood under control. Where's the higher self? What happened to it? I mean, some people obviously are born with certain predisposition to being overweight and so on. But diabetes now becoming the one of the biggest things. More, I think it's worse than cancer, and then it leads to other side effects, which is probably one of those is cancer. if I'm not mistaken. I believe that is one of those side effects. Is, and then the other side effects is Alzheimer's disease, where you know you're white matter and you forget who you are. You forget what made you who you are. And maybe that's what food and the problem with food is all about, is that it's a drug. And the more you take it, the more you forget why you're here and what you're supposed to be doing and not doing. It's kind of bizarre if you think about it. It's almost like a science fiction movie. That's why I refer to the invasion of the body snatchers, because, you know, there's a person that looks like you. And when you look at people also as they age, you see them as children and you know, and then as young adults and then as mature adults. And then, gosh, I've always wanted to kind of go back to my high school reunion. I wanted to go for years now. But I don't really remember any of the people there, but I'm sure they would remember me because I was a pretty hot topic in high school for various reasons. But I wanted to see if there were people that were what they look like, you know, 40 some odd years later, 45 years later. I guess I'll go to my next one, 45 year reunion. Can you imagine that? 45 years? I think it's maybe even longer. No, it's about right, 45. And every once in a while, I do bump into people that I've known, you know, for most of my life. And it's really weird because I think this person kind of seems familiar. But I can't place the face. And because the face doesn't look the way it did the last time I saw it. And of course, you know, most people just sort of are acclimated to the changes, to these bizarre changes that occur as you're doing all the things that you know, engulf your body in a toxic mix that slowly but surely melts you down or blows you up or whatever it is that it does. I mean, and who chooses to go down that path? Does anybody out there actually consciously choose to go down that path? What happened to the original you, the child? Which is an interesting study of in and of itself. You look at children. Now, some children, absolutely, they start out life as introverts and they end up being extroverts, and vice versa. I have one of my kids is exactly, from the moment he came into the world, he's exactly the same person almost 12 years later. It's very strange. Other people absolutely change completely. Now, the question is, what is it that causes that change? From the sweet little child to the, you know, the disturbed person. Is it nature or is it nurture? And when it comes to this question, this is a very difficult discussion to be had. Because no parent wants to believe that they destroyed their own children. No parent wants to believe that. No parent wants to believe it when it's happening. And no parent wants to believe it after it's happened. And to this, look at the side effects of what has happened to their kids is so beyond painful that the denial is immediate. It's just ongoing denial. Oh, it's just a phase they're going through. That's, you know, you've heard these typical excuses that are made about why kids go bad and go the wrong way. But the answer is maybe even that they were raised in a good home. Oftentimes kids are raised in a good home. But wouldn't you think that those kids could end up growing up to become some kind of influencer, some kind of social influencer? And that those children that are potentially, what do you call them, the indigo kids, the intelligent ones, the bright ones, the children that were born with a little something extra, wouldn't you imagine that those would be the targets? They would have the biggest target on their back of the dark side? That the dark side would target them for corruption? And look at the world we're living in now, the corruption. On the TV today, pure corruption. I mean, if you do something wrong and then people find out about it, Do they just say, oh, well, I don't think there's anything we can actually do to stop you. We kind of just have to let it go because we don't really have a basis for stopping you or doing anything about what you've just done, even though it was wrong. And what does that make you feel like when people get away with doing terrible wrong things that you and I would both be in trouble for? I mean, I get in trouble for the smallest of things. I mean, I kind of like this idea of getting in trouble when you don't do what you're supposed to. You know, the idea of a consequence. I kind of like it. I wouldn't want a world without consequence, would you? I mean, it would be like the beginning part of Pinocchio when he gets to Pleasure Island. And if there was a world without corruption, then Pleasure Island would just be an ongoing thing and no consequence. But of course, you know, in the story of Pinocchio, he turns into a jackass and sold into slavery. It's exactly what happens when you go down that path of, you know, in a world without consequence. And yet, you and I, you know, you speed, you get a ticket. Somebody else speeds that's on a different social level, in a different strata, and nothing happens. And people even involved with people who die. And there's investigations, and yes, there was involvement, but there's no way we can bring a case against them. I mean, you see it. I've seen it all my life. And yet I'm not jaded. I am not jaded. Because I understand that there is a duality. We are living in two Americas, not one. We're living the America, many of us are. Let's say 51% for the sake of the discussion. 51% of us are living in the America at some level envisioned by the founding fathers who drew up the infrastructure for us to live the life that we have. And then the other 49% are living in the diametrically opposite universe that the founding fathers dreaded so much. You know what I'm talking about. I'm sure you do. You know what I'm talking about. And you may have family members and people at work who live in that diametrically opposite world that you detest because on the face of it, it's not right. It's ugly and it's evil and it's horrible. But you must not hate it. Because you see, even resenting what you see as wrong is a way to convert you, to body snatch you to the other side, right? And this is why it's so important when we talk about Jesus and the terrible injustices that were done to him. But he warned us by saying, "Forgive them, for they know not what they do." Those people who tormented him, because they were filled with the enemy. And Mel Gibson's Passion of the Christ is so brilliant. I feel badly for Mel Gibson. I think he's a pretty amazing man who had some anger issues. And what man dealing with a beautiful woman, you know, out of the wrong relationship doesn't end up with anger issues? There just isn't such a thing. But his brilliant movie depicted that the devil was there. Waiting for Jesus just to look at him with that, "Please make it stop," look. And it never happened, because Jesus wasn't cut from the same cloth as the average person. Came into this world so that the rest of us could have a chance, and all we have to do is believe and have everlasting life. 1-800-866-8883. Are you reacting to the things that are going on in the news today? We can talk about it. I'm David Masters, sitting in for my dad, Roy Masters. He's taking a night off tonight. Hi, this is David Masters, and I want to talk to you about supporting the work of my dad, Roy Masters. I think of the word gratitude, and I wonder how many of you have that sense or that feeling. The word actually means the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation, and to return kindness.
When you support the Foundation of Human Understanding, you're showing your gratitude. You're showing that you've been helped, and you're showing that that has value. Not only that, but you're thinking about future generations that will need to hear this message many years into the future. Remember, your donations are tax deductible, and they go to supporting this work on the radio, in the prison ministry, and for the military. To donate online, go to www.fhu.com/donate. That's fhu.com/donate. Or through the mail to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Gratitude. It will make all the difference in your life.
Discover an easy and simple drug-free antidote to overcome alcoholism, drugs, smoking, and other various addictions with a simple app. Discover Cure Stress. With the Cure Stress app, you can begin to walk away from addiction in just 7 minutes. And this 7-minute technique is free on the Cure Stress app. Break the endless loop of negative thoughts. Improve how you interact with people at work or at home with the Cure Stress app. You can finally heal from past traumatic events or resolve relationship difficulties. It can even help you cope with post-traumatic stress disorder or PTSD. And it only takes 7 minutes, free, with the Cure Stress app. Change your life without effort and in the comfort and privacy of your home in just 7 minutes with the Cure Stress app. Free and available now on Apple App Store and Android Google Play. Finally, cure stress with the Cure Stress app.
Are you suffering with PTSD after being in the military? You should see what people are saying about Roy Masters online.
In my experience as a commander who mobilized and returned thousands of wartime veterans, I have seen soldiers make rapid improvement through the use of Be Still and Know. Major General George R. Harris.
Google Roy Masters PTSD. You'll see what I mean.
The Be Still and Know exercise works for me. It calms my soul, enhances my thinking, and improves my emotional regulation. I'm thankful to be a more resilient chaplain. Lieutenant Colonel Philip Pringle, Southern Baptist.
Go online and Google Roy Masters now. You'll be amazed at what you find.
I must say on the basis of 20 years' experience that the application of this exercise has made a significant contribution to the treatment of the great majority of those who have used it. Dr. George Hader, diplomat of the American Board of Psychiatry and Neurology.
You need to see what people have to say about Roy Masters online. On your computer, tablet, or even your smartphone. Go online and search for Roy Masters PTSD Military. You'll be glad you did.
Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Yes, and welcome back. It is Advice Line. David Masters sitting in tonight. 1-800-866-8883. I actually think I have to change the phone lines, and I'm sure that people do want to call in, and I'll have to do that at the bottom of the hour. 800-866-8883. I'll be on for 2 hours tonight, so we can talk about, you know, things that are going on in the news. But you see, even the things that are happening, I know how many people, and I know that I've been guilty of this, of sort of looking forward to something. Like, for example, when somebody does something wrong, and it goes on for years and years, and then you wait for that moment to come where that person gets their justice, when justice is done. But when justice isn't done, as a matter of fact, when justice is thrown under the bus and nothing happens to the wrongdoer, that is designed to tempt you. And this is the devil's game. You think about what I'm saying. You know, when I was a kid, we used to have the term teacher's pet. Teacher's pet could almost get away with anything because the teacher liked the particular student. People pleaser student, you know. Good grades, bring an apple. I don't know what kids do for teachers anymore besides not shoot them. But it's the same idea, is that you look at that one person that gets the privileges. And they exploit the living hell out of those privileges. And they take their families on vacations that cost us, you and me, millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars. And you see what they do? They flaunt their caste system if you will. In India, they have a caste system. If you're born on one side of the street, you're a special person. If you're born on the other side of the street, you're nobody. Kind of like that. That's what America has become now, a caste system of political elites, intellectual elites, media elites. They live on a different system than we do. They live like in Elysium, on a different planetary system. And we're down here on Earth trying to survive, just trying to survive, trying to get by and live every day without completely losing our minds. And we're watching those people, and the temptation to hate them is exactly what they love. Oh, yes, they love it. They're not afraid of us. But I will say this, that when you stop being angry and you start getting focused and you realize that you actually have something very powerful at your disposal, and that's called a vote. When you discover that you can galvanize and recruit other people to get together as a group and use your vote to change things, which we've seen already in the last year. And you shouldn't look at it as if it's a quirk, because it's not, because everything has changed. Everything is going to change as everything has changed. The elites of the world that live in that other stratosphere have been shaken to their roots. Their ambitions for complete and total control over the world is threatened, as my dad has been saying, for nigh unto 50 years at least. And they do not like the idea that we see them like the king has no clothes. We see these people, and they are transparent. We can see what they are up to. Another idea that comes to me is the amazing story of H.G. Wells' Time Machine. And I'm going to have to take a break here in a minute, but I will talk about the Time Machine, because it's so rich with the idea that in the future, people have become so completely dependent on government that they have become absolutely apathetic to their own existence. And I think there's a thread that in our society that we could look at to see that there's a lot of people that are pretty apathetic. But why should I do anything? Nothing ever happens. Who cares? You know, I go and pick up my check in the welfare line. That's what I do. I get food stamps. And I don't know what to do with myself anyway. Yeah, well, that's pretty pathetic. Because you have a purpose. You came into this world. You only have, as far as I know and believe, one chance at it. And you're blowing it. A lot of you are blowing it. The path of least resistance. I'm going to talk about that when we come back. Stay with me.
Hi, this is David Masters, and I want to talk to you about supporting the work of Masters. I think of the word gratitude, and I wonder how many of you have that sense or that feeling. The word actually means the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation, and to return kindness. When you support the Foundation of Human Understanding, you're showing your gratitude. You're showing that you've been helped, and you're showing that that has value. Not only that, but you're thinking about future generations that will need to hear this message many years into the future. Remember, your donations are tax deductible, and they go to supporting this work on the radio, in the prison ministry, and for the military. To donate online, go to www.fhu.com/donate. That's fhu.com/donate. Or through the mail to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Gratitude. It will make all the difference in your life.
Discover an easy and simple drug-free antidote to overcome alcoholism, drugs, smoking, and other various addictions with a simple app. Discover Cure Stress. With the Cure Stress app, you can begin to walk away from addiction in just 7 minutes. And this 7-minute technique is free. on the Cure Stress app. Break the endless loop of negative thoughts. Improve how you interact with people at work or at home with the Cure Stress app. You can finally heal from past traumatic events or resolve relationship difficulties. It can even help you cope with post-traumatic stress disorder or PTSD. And it only takes 7 minutes, free, with the Cure Stress app. Change your life without effort and in the comfort and privacy of your home in just 7 minutes with the Cure Stress app. Free and available now on Apple App Store and Android Google Play. Finally, cure stress with the Cure Stress app.
It's time to face the facts. If you don't conquer stress, stress will conquer you. Dr. George Hader, psychiatrist and diplomat of the American Board of Psychiatry and Neurology.
It's the only approach that I've ever seen in the whole field of psychology which allows you to become independent, which doesn't just set you up to take the next course in whatever type of psychology that you may be studying. It truly teaches you how to understand yourself and make decisions on your own and gradually grow as a person, become more confident and more effective.
Be still and know. Visit FHU.com and download the concentration exercise entitled Be Still and Know. Be Still and Know is rooted in ancient biblical principles that help you fight those unseen forces that up until now you have not understood. Visit FHU.com or call 1-800-877-3227. Be Still and Know and begin a new life free of fear, worry, and struggle.
Untold thousands have acquired helpful insight into their lives through help from the Foundation of Human Understanding. Your donations and continued patronage allow us to continue our work to improve the human condition. Through our radio extension of Advice Line with Roy Masters and our website at FHU.com, we will continue to offer answers to the tough questions that life presents. Great inner peace can be discovered through the practice of meditation. Roy Masters offers his meditation exercise titled Be Still and Know on the Foundation's website, FHU.com. Now you can release the binds that tie you, learn to break those unhealthy addictions, overcome anger, rage, and insecurity. It all begins with a proper mindset. The Foundation website offers you the gateway to a more meaningful existence. Inner peace can be discovered through the practice of meditation, titled Be Still and Know at FHU.com. You can also call the Foundation Monday through Friday at 1-800-877-3227. That's 1-800-877-3227. Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
And welcome back to the program. David Masters sitting in tonight. 1-800-866-8883. I was going to tell you about H.G. Wells' Time Machine, but I think I'm going to go to William listening in. Where are you listening from? William, where are you again?
Bangor, Michigan.
Bangor, Michigan. Okay, so you called up saying that you are lonely.
Yeah, very lonely. There's nothing but men here.
Say that again?
There's nothing but men here. It's a men-run organ thing.
Oh. So you think that, first of all, you're incarcerated in a mental institution. Is that correct?
That's correct.
How long you been there?
I've been here for 4 years, and before this, I was shuffled through a bunch of group homes.
Mm-hmm.
And it all started. You asked me earlier how it all started.
Yes.
It started a long time ago when I was living in Detroit, and our house was falling apart. And my brother threw a beam through the window, and I gave up. And I tried to starve myself to death. That's how I ended up in a mental hospital because I quit eating. And I thought there was no future in Detroit.
But you were right about that.
Yeah, but I shouldn't have gave up. My brother's a Marine. He made it through. He works now, and he does better than me, and he's a trooper, you know?
You know, that's an amazing story right there. See, the one brother gives up, and the other brother steps up.
Jesus came to me when I gave up, and I did okay. I mean, I made it out of that.
Yeah, no, that's good. I mean, I'm glad that you have potential.
Yeah, I think I do.
But the question is, so you're going to get out of the mental institution soon because you are doing better. I know you've called over the last couple of years, and
yeah.
I've talked to you, and the question is now, when you get out, where do you go from here?
They're going to send me to another group home. That's what they'll do.
Yeah, but now you're surrounded by other people who have addiction issues and so on?
Yeah. I've been meditating. It's done me really good. I got the antidote.
Yeah.
And it's helped me reduce my meds and get my head out of my patoot and just be more together. And I stay away from people that I get in trouble with, you know, and it's helped me a lot. With my rage.
I got you. And I'm very happy to hear that. And that's good news. But the next part of your life, see, is very important because you've got to do something with your life. You can't just be a guy that drifts from one group home to the next. You've got to find a direction. Now, the question is, what would you like to do with your life?
Well, I'm a poet. I have to write another song or something. But I've been a poet in my life, but that's not really a future. I guess I have to get a regular job like my brother and work it like he does, unloading trucks at Myers or some kind of job, but I'm not getting any younger.
How old are you now?
I'm 53.
Well, you're not getting any younger.
No, I'm pretty old.
Age kind of works that way, though.
Yeah, it catches up with you.
But again, let's just say that your cup is 3/4 empty.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so you got a quarter left. Now, what you do with this next quarter of your life is probably the most important time that you'll ever live. And it can't just be getting a job. There's more. There's more to life than just getting a job. Getting a job is good. Don't get me wrong. But there's more to life. And, you know, here's my prediction for you, William. I learned this a long time ago, and that is when you learn something, turn around and teach it.
Right.
So maybe, you know, when you get your job and you come across people who are just struggling, everyday people, basically good people, then you get to share something with them of what you've learned. And that becomes your blessing.
I don't mean to interrupt, but I want to see my family. I saw my son at Western when I got away from here for a heartbeat, and I was too messed up to deal with him.
Yeah.
And my other son, I've seen him like 10 times. And I saw my daughter at a Hong Kong restaurant. It's amazing how I ran into my children, and I had them in foreign countries in the Navy, and I met them. You know what I mean?
Wow.
Get to them, and being happy with them is more important to me than anything could have possibly happened to me.
Yeah, but
besides,
you know,
maybe another,
you know,
woman.
What would make them happy is to see you do well.
Right. Well, I worry about them, and I want to spend time with them. I've wasted my life in motels, mental institutions, jails, and on the tracks, and I should be spending with my children.
But what? William, you got to have something to offer them. You can't just come to them with hat in hand and say, you know, take me in. Although you could. Maybe one of them would do that. I don't know.
Right.
But at the same time, if they're functional kids and they're doing well, you need to come with something to offer them.
Right.
And that's got to be a sort of a rebuilt William.
Right.
Completely rebuilt and restored. And then so when you go out into the world, when you get out, you stay away from the drugs and the people, the bad people, you find some meaningful work, whatever it may be, and you do that job as good as you can possibly do it. You do it well. And then you have a sense of self-respect. And out of that grows a new self. Because, see, the self you had that almost killed you, that self really hated that little soul in there, the real person who you are named William, your soul in there. That's the life that you have.
Right.
And you have to nurture it. See, and if you don't do that, then one of these days, you know, when your time here is done on the prison planet here, you're going to go to your maker and he's going to say, what did you do with your life? And that's going to be a hard thing to face. So
main thing is this drinking thing, because that's what that was my downfall when I was working and when I got mental health and all that. And I haven't had a drink in a long time, and I'm doing good with that. Are you there?
I am here. Yes,
okay.
I'm here.
The drinking's my drug, and I got to stay away from it completely.
Well, you know, let me ask you a couple questions here. What was your relationship like with your mom and your dad? Let's start with your mom.
My mom died of colon cancer, and she lost a leg to diabetes, and I was kind of close to her. But she underfed me. She had her... problems because she raised four kids before me. She kind of let me do my thing any way I wanted. And my dad died at 49 in a handball court of a heart attack from smoking Viceroy's.
Good heavens.
So you they were solid for me. They were always there for us, and we always went on vacation, and they took me out of a bad school and put me in Catholic school, and it was a good thing until the end.
Yes, but see, did you hear me talking before about whether you're a good person because of nurture or nature?
Mm-hmm. No, I didn't. I just tuned in.
Okay,
just called.
Because that was the first 15 or 20 minutes I talked about. I think we live in we have an America with two different tribes in it. One is a tribe of basically good people, and one is a tribe of basically pretty crappy people. And the question is, why did they become that way? And I say that it's probably more the nurture than the nature.
Right.
And, you know, because if you look at children, I'll tell you why. This is based on my own observation. But if you look at, you take kids to the park, you know, up to a certain age, they sort of self-organize. They, you know, one, there can be an aggressive child in the group, and all you have to do is sort of put the eye on them and let them know you're watching them, and they sort of begin to behave. But children sort of naturally get along with each other. And then as they grow older and they become more selfish, then that's where the real problems begin. The you know, the fights over stuff. That's my stuff. No, you can't use my stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so, but again, what I'm saying to you, and I think this is very important, is I want you to join the Americans who are on the good plane. See,
I'd love
on
to.
The good side of life, and I know I hear you're on your way there, but you gotta, when you get out, you've really gotta take the world by the horns and do something, do it well, have a sense of self-respect, and then you'll bring that to your children. They'll love you even more.
That's good.
Okay.
Okay, I'll do that, David.
All right. God bless you, William.
God bless you too. Thanks for your time.
All right. Thank you. All right. I have another caller. I have no idea. Because my phone fell apart when I was trying to answer it. So I'm going to go to the next caller and see who's there. Hi, this is David. You're on the air.
Hi, David. I seem to be having a problem with marijuana.
Oh, boy.
Smoke marijuana, and I get sick.
I thought you were getting better.
Yeah, I am getting better, but I have little problems here and there.
But you're not going to get better smoking weed, man.
Yeah, I understand that.
And it's what it does
advice?
Is it takes away your ability to be motivated to do other things. See, it's a comfort zone. It's nothing but a comfort zone, and it'll shrink your brain. I mean, all the studies that have been done show that it has terribly detrimental effects on your brain.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I really have to work on stopping.
No, you don't work on it. You don't work on it. You just, one day, you take it and you flush it down the toilet and you're done with it. And then the urges are going to come back. Same with smoking. Because it's an escape mechanism. See, I see people smoke when they get to a certain level of pressure. And they have thoughts of resentment that start to rise. And they don't want other people to see them being frustrated or out of control, so they step outside for a smoke. I mean, why else would somebody smoke, for God's sake? I mean, even cigarettes. You know, I know that marijuana has the hallucinogenic quality to make you feel, you know, like you're sort of on a cloud. Smoking, I don't know. I've never smoked. But I know that I see people using that as a temporary kind of steam, letting off the steam valve, you know. But it doesn't actually cause anything positive to happen. People that take antidepressants, well, I guess, you know, they have to take the antidepressants. Otherwise, they just sit around and be miserable all day long, feeling the anger that they have towards others turned within. But just because you don't feel depressed doesn't mean that you've resolved the problem. And it's the same thing with any kind of substance abuse. Just because you feel better doesn't mean the problem's gone. Uh-oh, you're in the back of a police car. I appreciate your call, my friend. Let it go.
Thank you.
Let it go. All right, 1-800-866-8883. No, doing the wrong thing never creates a right outcome. And you, there's no such thing as doing the wrong thing for the right reason. It doesn't exist. It's absolutely a lie. And you can fool yourself, but you can't fool your creator. You can't fool God. God knows the truth, but waits. Yes, God knows the truth. He knows the truth about everything. But you think, oh, then how come he doesn't help me? But that little voice, that little quiet voice in you that tells you, don't do this anymore. Stop. You know, when you're going for that third piece of pie. No, you've already had too much. Please, don't do this to me. Your conscience. Your conscience is being suffocated. It's exactly what's happening. And you don't realize it. You don't realize it. How sad. I'm sad for the human race. I'm sad. Because God gave us such great potential. I'm not sad for everyone. I'm just sad for the people who don't get it yet. The creator, the grand operating designer, call him whatever you want to call him. He gave us just infinite possibilities. And what do people do with it? They point the finger and they say, if it wasn't for that person, or if it wasn't for this that happened to me, I would have been great. I could have been a great something. David Masters here, 1-800-866-8883. Going to take a quick break.
Hi, this is David Masters, and I want to talk to you about supporting the work of my dad, Roy Masters. I think of the word gratitude, and I wonder how many of you have that sense or that feeling. The word actually means the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation, and to return kindness. When you support the Foundation of Human Understanding, you're showing your gratitude. You're showing that you've been helped, and you're showing that that has value. Not only that, but you're thinking about future generations that will need to hear this message many years into the future. Remember, your donations are tax deductible, and they go to supporting this work on the radio, in the prison ministry, and for the military. To donate online, go to www.fhu.com/donate. That's fhu.com/donate. Or through the mail to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Gratitude. It will make all the difference in your life.
Discover an easy and simple drug-free antidote to with a simple app. Discover Cure Stress. With the Cure Stress app, you can begin to walk away from addiction in just 7 minutes. And this 7-minute technique is free on the Cure Stress app. Break the endless loop of negative thoughts. Improve how you interact with people at work or at home with the Cure Stress app. You can finally heal from past traumatic events or resolve relationship difficulties. It can even help you cope with post-traumatic stress disorder or PTSD. And it only takes 7 minutes, free, with the Cure Stress app. Change your life without effort and in the comfort and privacy of your home in just 7 minutes with the Cure Stress app. Free and available now on Apple App Store and Android Google Play. Finally, cure stress with the Cure Stress app.
Are you suffering with PTSD after being in the military? You should see what people are saying about Roy Masters online.
In my experience as a commander who mobilized and returned thousands of wartime veterans, I have seen soldiers make rapid improvement through the use of Be Still and Know. Major General George R. Harris.
Google Roy Masters PTSD. You'll see what I mean.
The Be Still and Know exercise works for me. It calms my soul, enhances my thinking, and improves my emotional regulation. I'm thankful to be a more resilient chaplain. Lieutenant Colonel Philip Pringle, Southern Baptist.
Go online and Google Roy Masters now. You'll be amazed at what you find.
I must say, on the basis of 20 years' experience, that the application of this exercise has made a significant contribution to the treatment of the great majority of those who have used it. Dr. George Hader, diplomat of the American Board of Psychiatry and Neurology.
You need to see what people have to say about Roy Masters online. On your computer, tablet, or even your smartphone. Go online and search for Roy Masters PTSD Military. You'll be glad you did. Advice Line with Roy Masters.
You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Yes, yes. Welcome back. It is Advice Line. David Master sitting in tonight. My dad's just taking the night off. And 1-800-866-8883. I don't know if I said that. 800-866-8883. Just reading some headlines here that are kind of interesting. It says there's an algorithm that can spot lies in emails and on dating sites. Well, it really doesn't do any good anymore because everybody lies. So if you catch somebody to lie, you just say, well, hey, I'm a liar too. So there, that's the end of that one. Oh, here's one that's kind of scary, though. Scientists plant false associations into people's brains. Really? Oh, yeah, that's called brainwashing. Here's another one. Virtual reality memory warning could get lost in experience. In the virtual experience? Yes, it does. It tricks your mind into believing that it's true. Not different than the dream state in a lot of respects. But you see, these are just headlines that tell you something about the signs of the times, I guess. We're not living in the world of 15 years ago. And I read an article at one time many years ago. It says, the mind has no firewall. This was a military article that basically explained that you can get people to believe whatever you want them to believe. Now, of course, there will be holdouts. There will be people that don't buy into the propaganda, the lies. Sometimes there are people born into the world in which lies go against their grain. They don't like liars, and they don't like lying. And I know a few people like that. They absolutely cannot tell a lie. They don't believe any lies. They see the truth. But, you know, what did the greatest teacher that ever lived say about the truth? Know the truth, and it shall make you free. But free from what? Free from the power of lies. I mean, if you think about it, there are only two things. And there are shades in between, of course, but there's truth. And truth can be equally beautiful and terrible. For example, you go to the doctor and the doctor says, well, you have 6 months to live. Okay, now that's the truth. The question is, well, what can I do? See, and then you need some more truth. And when people go to the doctor and the doctor says, well, you have diabetes, they get this sort of panic that comes over them. Like, I'm sick. I have a sickness. I have a disease. They don't naturally say, well, what can I do to get over it? And you know, sometimes my kids get a little rash or something. And is it going to go away? And I said, well, you don't have a cold for your whole life, do you? It's pretty obvious. There's things that come. There's things that go. But there are people, many people, who just accept, oh, okay, now I'm type 2 diabetes. Now I'm type 1. They accept it. And, you know, type 2 can always be easily reversed. It can be reversed in a few months if you have the self-control to do it. But doctors don't teach self-control. Some of them do, I imagine. But for the most part, doctors just try to figure out what they can do to placate your concerns. Well, we have medications now that help you with that. Well, the pharmaceutical companies love that. Instead of saying, hey, go home, stop eating so much sugar, and so many carbs. Just eat good, plain, have some raw food, have good food, and exercise. What? What kind of prescription is that? I'll find another doctor that will have sympathy, that'll empathize with me. Empathy for my condition. No, no. See, the truth will make you free and it'll also put you in hell. Depends upon how you take it. And if you don't like the truth, then you flurry, you flutter, you scurry. You scurry to the dark side to hide behind the rock in the shadows. Which is what people do. You see it all the time, every single day. I don't get these people who support the lying class. I don't get them. I mean, they're hell-bent on self-destruction and taking everybody down with them. I mean, at least on the Titanic, that, you know, the gentlemen let the ladies get on the lifeboats. We don't have that anymore. That doesn't exist. That side of our world, I know there's a few people out there that would do that, but for the most part, it's each man or woman or kid or whatever for themselves. Pretty sad. Sad situation. But look, is it nurture or nature? Well, survival, nature, yeah. But I'll tell you one thing, if you don't take care of a baby, it won't last very long without being, you know, nurtured and fed and cared for. So nurture has a lot to do with it. You know, and if you've been nurtured properly, you have fewer excuses than a person who wasn't. You weren't expecting that, were you? That's right. If you had a good family and you grew up to be a bonehead, you have fewer excuses. And so it should be easier for you to get back on track. And what does it mean to get back on track? Well, just live your own life. Be the person that you can be. You know, choose to move away from the people who bring you down and do something with your life. That's what life is about. Your work, I think, is probably 50% of how you get evaluated in the end. What did you do with your life? That's a reasonable question. Is it not? Of course it is. So when you stand in front of your creator, I guess you're gonna see a whole lot that you probably never expected to see. So good luck with that. Although, if you want, you can go to FHU.com. FHU.com. There you will find the exercise that has been used now by the military. I think 400,000 copies have been given out to help people with PTSD. Absolutely. You can change your life. FHU.com. I'll be right back. Okay, and if you want to write, it's P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. Or you can call 1-800-877-3227. And that's regular business hours. I don't know. I think somebody's there. Maybe Wendy's there answering phones in the evening. I don't know for sure. 1-800-877-3227, though, it does work during the daytime if you want to find out about materials that are available. And the website has a pay site, which is, it's like an entire library, 50 years of amazing stuff for $10 a month. Or, you know, you can solve your problems without having to spend, you know, hundreds of dollars a month, if not thousands, on medications. P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528, or FHU.com.